today is haiku day.
Yeah.
So, in honor of haiku, I'm going to base my talk on the moon, which appears in many haiku. Is basically the symbol of an enlightened mind, of the true nature. And there's a book called The Hazy Moon of Enlightenment, and that's sort of how it works for us, right? We start out, and the moon, our true nature, is hazy. We can't see it clearly. And so the practice of Zazen is to allow the clouds, the mist, to fade away, and we see the moon directly. So the first haiku, I'm going to use haiku as a crutch, is by Basho. A cuckoo calls, and through the great bamboo grove, I see the moon. Right, there's that. The cuckoo does it. The cuckoo, in this particular case, clears away the haze, and there is the moon. There was a full moon, and then this goes back in my past. There was a full moon, and then somewhere around 1:30, there was a lunar eclipse. And the following morning, the moon hung full and low in the western sky. And even though it appears silent and still, the moon is actually very much alive. And in being alive, it takes many different forms, from the full moon, the classic full moon, to the crescent moon. And this could be seen as the perfect expression of the unfolding of life. So it's one moon taking many forms. And as I just said, if we practice Zazen faithfully and long enough, eventually we will realize that all things have their individual expression, and at the very same time, they are one. So it's two in one, side by side, and I should add, not in opposition with each other. This is a haiku by Basho. The sky clears, and the moon and the snow are one color. Now the experience, and we know this from many talks, but the experience of this truth we have named enlightenment. This is one of my favorite of many favorites that Dogen has said or written. But he writes about the moon reflected on the water, and it beautifully expresses this realization. Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon, the entire sky, are reflected in one dewdrop on the grass. Now, it's important that we remember that literary expressions, no matter how beautiful, should not be confused with the direct expression itself. And it's been said in Zen that all instruction is but a finger pointing to the moon. And those whose gaze is fixed upon the pointer will never see beyond. You must be free to see the moon directly. In the evening, looking at the full moon, all thoughts and stories about it start to become silent. Any notions of moon disappear. There's no longer anyone looking at the moon, nor is there any moon to be observed. And when that happens, the observer and the observed, become one. So pointing at the moon, creating a story about it, and the direct experience of being one with it, are two sides of the same coin. So they're not in opposition. It's just that we're more familiar with one side, the literary side, the descriptive side. That's what we're raised in, that's what we know. And our practice is to experience, to flip the coin over and experience directly what the first side is talking about, the other side is talking about. Shoto Harada, a Zen teacher, said, Our original nature is deep and clear and bright. One who, when seeing, becomes the seeing. When hearing, becomes hearing. Who becomes the very thing itself is an eternal Buddha. This is our old friend Dogen again. To what shall I liken the world? Moonlight reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill. So I'd like to end this brief talk about haiku and about moons with a poem. And I think I've mentioned this to you before. A lot of times in the course of my daily life, I'll come across things that I'll write down in a notebook, and sometimes I don't write down where they're from. So I love the poem, but I have no idea where it comes from. The sky was clear and the air was crisp. Everything in my garden had a silver sheen to it. Wind rustled softly through the leaves. Geese honked, and I heard their wings cutting the air. A bird chirped somewhere in the shrub. A woman walked past and called out for her dog. I heard a car starting and driving away. Some small animal moved on the ground not far from me. The air felt cold in my nose, and it cleared my mind. And then I'm going to end with a couple of moon haiku that I had written. The leaky rowboat slowly sinking below a full moon. Moon balanced on the mountain peak, a sudden breeze. So I look forward to haiku later, and I look forward to the next moon that appears. Well, thanks.